you're saved today, what a miracle. Oh, my. You know, I appreciate the Lord. I was telling Brother David, I think it was last night, that I'm first generation holiness. My family had been in church for years, but they were part of the Baptist folks. And I'm going to tell you what, Baptists can do just about anything. But I don't want to be a Baptist. I want to be a Christian. And I want to make it to heaven. And I appreciate him so very much. And I appreciate how God has had mercy on someone who wasn't even raised around holiness folks. And I wasn't. I didn't know anything about holiness till I turned 18 years old. And all I knew about holiness at that time was that they had pretty girls there. That's all I knew.
You're right.
That's right. That's right. Had long, beautiful hair, you know, wore dresses. And I loved that. And so I met my wife, and the Lord saved me. And the Lord saved her, too, because she was backsliding. Amen. Amen. And we've been holding on together. Amen. Ever since. And I appreciate him so very much and count it a great honor. We want to try to help you. We want to be an encouragement to you. We're in perilous times. We are in difficult days. We're in days where people who just had a shallow experience are going back. Come on. And we need to have a personal relationship with Christ. You know, that sounds so cliche, doesn't it? But I'm going to tell you something. There is a personal relationship. Amen, to know him. And so here this morning, if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. And if you would stand with me as I read my text here this morning to honor the word of the Lord. Matthew chapter 15, and we will start in verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, we do thank you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that when we come unto you and we cry unto you, Lord, you hear our prayer. And we thank you, Lord, for your great mercies, Lord. None of us deserve any mercy or any grace, but Lord, you have been so good. We pray, dear Lord, that here this morning that you would speak through us. And that, oh God, you would bring forth that word and you would touch the heart or the life that's here, Lord. And Lord, I know that there are some who are in need and Lord, they just don't know. But Lord, if they could just know you and if they could just know, Lord, how good you are. I pray, dear Lord, that you would come by, anoint these feeble lips of clay, Lord. Touch these hearts. Lord, without you, you know, Lord, I can do nothing. Have your way and bless us, we pray, in your blessed and holy and righteous name, the name of Jesus. And everyone said, Amen. So here we see a woman of Cana. Mark tells us that she's actually a Sidonian, or a Sino-Phoenician. And so Jesus had departed with the disciples over to Tyre and Sidon. Into that particular area. And so this particular, where this woman was from, was not known, did not have a history of being, if she was from Sidon, which was a little bit farther up, it was close to Asher, but it never was part of Israel. And so these people were, they were not Jews. They were not Samaritans. She, Mark says she was a Greek. A Greek. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I look at stuff like that and I think, well, thank the Lord. If the Lord would listen to her and heed unto her, oh, I got a hope. I got a hope. Amen. And so here it said that this woman came out of the same coast and cried unto him. Amen. And one of the things that I have a problem at my church all the time with is that people come to pray. You say, that's a problem, Brother Jeff? Well, sort of. They pray like this. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, folks, when I realized where I was at, when I realized I needed to be saved, I cry out, oh, God, have mercy on me, oh, God.
Yeah.
Save my soul, amen. I'm going to tell you something. When you cry out unto the Lord, amen, you'll get his attention.
That's right.
Amen. And so we need to cry, and that's what she did. She cried unto the Lord, and she said, oh, Lord, thou son of David. So she recognized, amen, probably who he was, amen. And she wasn't coming for herself. She wasn't looking for a blessing for herself. She was needing a blessing for her daughter.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who was grievously vexed with the devil. I'm going to tell you something. I don't understand all about devil possession. And I don't understand a lot about it, but I do know this much, that children at an early age can open themselves up to allow those spirits to come into them. Amen. And so, you know, as parents, we need to be careful about what we allow to influence them. And we need to be careful what we let them see, what they hear, amen, where they go. Amen, and what kind of games they play. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you don't have to teach them no devilment. They just know it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And so we need to be watching and praying for our children. Amen.
Yes.
And if children are in a Christian home, it makes a difference.
Yes, it makes a difference.
But it's no guarantee.
All right, come on now.
It's no guarantee. And so this woman, she came, amen, unto Jesus, and she was crying out because of her daughter who was grievously vexed. We don't know just what it was that she, her daughter had, but she was in a bad way, amen. And the devil had a hold of her. And that's amazing that this Greek, amen, this woman here would recognize, amen, something terrible has got a hold of my child, because she wasn't even a worshiper of God that we know of. And so she came, and notice this, how Jesus responded to her. He answered her not a word. You ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? You ever prayed and said, Lord, oh, Lord, I need you to move right now.
Right.
Lord, oh, God, I'm dependent on you. Help me right now, Lord.
Yeah.
And you don't hear any word. Can I tell you something? You need to trust God.
That's right.
Have faith in God. He hears you. He may not respond right away, but he hears your cry. Amen. And here, I can't tell you just exactly why he did not answer her, but I think it was to draw her more out. To draw her more unto him, and to have her to exert herself and to seek more of him. And so he answered her not a word, and his disciples even came along saying, send her away.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
That's good.
You ever had somebody come into church that was kind of troubling?
Yeah.
Huh? You ever had somebody come into church and, you know, they were kind of unruly? And, you know, come on, deacons, get them out.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know about you, but after pastoring for as many years as I have, it's a small church, I've come to the conclusion if they come across that portal back there, God drew them in.
All right.
Hello?
All right.
I've heard preachers, some preachers say, oh, the devil sent this person in here to disrupt my service. The Lord probably drew him in for him to be delivered. Amen. Not sent away. And so here, amen, the disciples were saying, send her away. She's causing problems. Listen to her hollering all the time. And then Jesus answered. He said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I've come for those, amen, who we called the first time. Amen. We've come to those who were given the promises. We're the ones that came who were supposed to extend the faith unto the whole world. Amen. That's who I've come for.
Yes.
Amen. Then came she and worshiped him. You know why? She got a response. Can I tell you something? I'd rather have a no from the Lord than not to have no response at all. Come on. Because if I got to hear a no, then I know the Lord's working on my side. Amen. But oh, if I don't hear anything, I'm wondering, oh, Lord, what, you know, was that a bad prayer? Was that a bad feeling from my part? Amen. But no, when he began to answer her, and basically he's saying loud enough she can hear, said, no, I'm not going to help them. That did not stop her.
Great faith.
What kind of belief do you have in Jesus?
All right.
Is he God Almighty in your heart?
Yes.
Is he the most powerful, amen, creator of heaven and earth, amen?
Yes.
Is he able, amen, not only to save you and to wash you, but to keep you from sin, to keep you out of sin, amen? Is he able to heal your body, amen? Is he able to guide your footsteps, amen? Do you count things that cross your path as just accidents and happenstance? Or do you see the Lord always sending something through, amen, for you to shine? And so here, she cried out, Lord, help me. Isn't that our cry? Lord, rescue us. Lord, save us. Lord, come to our aid. Lord, give us direction, oh God. And so she did not give up.
Right.
And just coming into his presence, she knew he was the answer. He is the answer to every question you have. He is the answer to every situation that you have. Amen. If it's money, if it's spiritual, if it's a relationship, he is the answer. And he's the answer for all the world's troubles.
That's right.
All the world's troubles. And so he comes and he says, but it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. I don't want to go down and hear that preacher. He's mean. Hello? I don't want to listen to that preacher. You know, he kind of made me feel like I was a dog. Hello?
Yeah,
been there before? Brother Jeff's been there before. Amen.
Go ahead, preacher.
I've been there before, and I didn't like it. But you know what? I knew in my heart he was right. He was right. When this finally, the Lord revealed these scriptures to me many years back, to think Jesus called her and her daughter a dog. Hello. You know, at that point, a lot of you would turn your backs and walk out.
No.
Offended. Upset. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. The one speaking here is the one that knows all things. This is the one that knows the history of the woman at the well. This is the one that knew whenever they came and were accusing Jesus of everything. He knew their thoughts and the intents of their heart. He is the one that knows all things, and he knows all about you.
Yes, he does.
And so her response was, truth, Lord.
Truth.
Truth. What you have said is right. What you have said and what's going on in my life is right, Lord. Amen. And Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Oh, can I tell you what? Sometimes we're looking for a bucket full. Sometimes we're looking for a big dump truck full of blessings for the Lord to come by instead of being thankful for the crumb. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Yeah, you might want a big dump truck load. You might want a humongous blessing. But when you begin to realize the value of that crumb. I'm not talking about a crumb that I give to you. I'm not talking about some little leftovers that I had at my house. Amen. I'm talking about a crumb from the master's table. Amen. Oh, if you remember, it was the master that took the loaves and the fishes. Amen. And began to break them. Amen. This is the one. Amen. That allowed the flour. Amen. In that jar to always be there to feed that widow woman, her little child. Amen. And the prophet. Oh, just a crumb. Oh, just a crumb. Sometimes all we really need. We need that faith to believe, oh, God, you've got my life in control. Amen. You know my goings and my coming, oh, Lord. And, Lord, you are able and you alone are able. Amen. To make things right in my life. This woman, amen, she was tenacious. We need to be tenacious with the Lord. Amen. And there are times the Lord may go silent on you to really let you know where you're at. Hello? God knows where you're at. But sometimes I think too high of myself. Sometimes I think, oh, you know, I'm strong. I remember one time right before my little boy, John David, was born. I don't know what got into me. Sometimes I have crazy thoughts. I thought, man, I got the patience almost of Job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was before John David was born. That's my youngest boy. I've repented of saying something like that, thinking something like that ever since. Amen. Amen. God's able to show us right where we're at. We need more of him. We need his patience. Amen. But, oh, God is able to help us. That's what Jesus was looking for. He was looking to see, will she trust me no matter what?
That's great.
Huh?
Yes, that's what he's looking for.
You ever had somebody kind of push, feel like, well, they just don't want me around. Hello? Oh, you know, well, they don't see where I'm at in church. Oh, if they just knew how spiritual. And you feel like you're being pushed out. Mm-hmm. You ever figure it might be the Lord really testing you?
All right.
Amen. Many years ago, there was someone that was in my extended family come to talk to my wife and I, and I was talking to them, and they were basically come to tell us that they were backsliding. They were going to go out. They were going to leave church, going to quit. And they said, well, so-and-so did this. And I said, well, I mean, I can't help that. Well, and so-and-so said this about me, and so-and-so treats me this way. And I said, I'm sorry, you know, what can I do about that? And then I asked him, I said, but what has Jesus done to you?
That's good.
You see, it doesn't matter what's going on around us. It's where is our relationship with him.
That is good.
Hallelujah. Oh, we've got to have a desire. We got to have a hunger. Amen. That preaching last night was so good. Amen. We got to desire more of him than anything else in this world. Amen. More than riches, more than relationships. Amen. More than the possessions of this world. We've got to desire him. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. He is looking for those that he can show himself strong in.
All right. That's great.
Amen. When's the last miracle you've seen? Huh?
Come on now.
I'll be honest with you.
Come on.
I was witnessing a while back, and somebody, and they said, well, you know, I don't see no miracles. I said, did you see the sun come up?
That is quite a miracle. It really is.
Huh?
That is quite a miracle.
Have you seen the sun go down? Come on. Every day. It is so much like clockwork. Amen. We can set our clocks to it. Amen. Why? Because we serve a great God. We serve a God who knows all things. Amen. And he knows right where you're at. Asking, oh God, I need a great bucket load. When the Lord realizes what you need is a crumb. A crumb. Amen. Could you be satisfied with just a crumb?
All right.
I'm going to tell you, when I was seeking the Holy Ghost many years ago, and it seemed like I struggled with it. I think it was because of my background. I just struggled trying to pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when I'd get finished praying, I'd leave so discouraged after a great service. I'd be down, blue, thinking, God didn't give me the Holy Ghost. Now, it didn't matter that I shouted at that service. You see what I'm saying? All I was looking for was, and when I got to the place where I said, Lord, however you want to do it, Lord, it's okay with me. Woo! Hallelujah. I just want to be in your presence. I just want to hear your voice, oh God. I want to hear you and feel you, oh God. Have your way in my heart and my life. I'm going to tell you, when I finally got to that place, and I'd pray, and the Lord bless, amen. And did you get it? Did you get it? I said, nope, not yet, but thank the Lord. Then when I did pray through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I didn't even realize. Hello? I heard somebody in the background because, well, if you pray through, you know what I'm talking about because you're gone. You know, I was around the throne. Amen. That's where I was at. Amen. I heard someone in the background. That's it, Brother Jeff. That's it, Brother Jeff. And I'm thinking, what are they talking about? When we get to the place when all that we care about is Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. We will love him. We will serve him. Obey him.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. It's not hard for somebody that really loves Jesus to be holiness.
Right.
It's not hard.
Right.
Amen. And I'll be honest with you. All it takes is a crumb.
Yes.
A crumb will do.
Yes.
Amen. As long as that crumb is from Jesus. Amen. We need a desire. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I'm not talking about just having a little. But what I'm trying to say to you is if you think what God's given to you is just a crumb, it's far greater.
Yes, it is.
Let it in your heart and in your life and let it expand. God will make a change. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. Whatever your troubles are, you can take it to Jesus. Amen. You can take it to him, and he'll bring about help. You looking for a miracle? Or when you pray, are you just letting it slide? You pray and forget? Amen. Mark it down. I prayed for this. I prayed for that. Don't forget to thank him. Thank him for what he's done. I appreciate the Lord and appreciate the opportunity. Amen.